Call meeting order, please. This is the Winchester Town Advisory Board meeting of November 29, 2016. At this time, I'd like everyone to please turn off all cell phones and other electronic devices, including myself. And I would like to ask Ms. Perez to lead us in a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call. My name is Robert Mikes. To my right is Charles Martin.
Judy Perez.
John Delabos.
Ken Dayton.
Thank you. And from the staff, we'll begin with...
Stephanie Hicks, Winchester Secretary.
Tamara Williams from Commissioner Christie's office.
How are the companies planning?
All right, thank you very much. Public comments, there's a period devoted to comments by the general public about items that are on this agenda. To speak to any item as it comes up, or anything other than that at the end of the meeting. And would like approval of the October 25, 26 minutes.
Motion to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And approval for the agenda this meeting, November 29, the whole combined to review any items for possible action.
I motion to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Beginning with planning and zoning. Item number one is UC0716-06.LLC and Maryland ULP for a use permit for proposed recreational facility, which is a trampoline park with accessory commercial uses within a portion of the existing shopping center on 5.1 acres in NFC General Commercial Zone in the MUD4 overlay district, generally located on the east side of Decatur Boulevard, 700 feet south of Sahara Avenue in Winchester, for possible action on December 6, 2016, Planning Commission meeting. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Would you like to address this item?
Yes, except it's my first time in a meeting like this, and I don't know what to do.
It's relatively simple. I don't bite or anything. Just stand up and state your name for the record and address, and then anything you'd like to tell us.
My name is John Lee. I'm the manager of Explozone LLC, the company that's trying to open up a trampoline park in the premises here. I think a recreational facility here would make the shopping center a better place. Right now it's vacant. Parking lots are very empty and a lot of suspicious cars come and go.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. And I think...
I'm trying to place this in my mind, but
this is on the southeast corner of Sahara and Decatur. The unit is where the office mats used to be. It's 21,000 square feet.
Okay.
Yeah, this that's pretty much what it is.
All right.
Is that good enough, or
is that all you'd like to say about it?
Is there a Chase Bank on the corner?
Yes, there is.
Okay,
there's a Chase
Bank. Then I know which corner, because it's forked. I'm trying to picture which corner. Then I know where it is.
Basically, the trampoline park area is going to take up about 14,000 square feet of the total 21,000 square feet and change. It's going to look like this. This will be the entrance. You come in, it's going to be from wall to wall. And on the left side, there will be the reception center. Going all the way to the back, there'll be a small snack bar and party booth. So ADA entrance, upstairs, another entrance here. There will be entrance to the facility here. There's another side entrance here on the back, that's emergency exit. And then there's another emergency exit back here. The premises is has a ceiling of 21 feet high, and lowest clearance has 18 feet. ASTM, American Standard for Trampolines, recommendation for ceiling height clearance of 17, so there's enough space there.
So there's no chance to hit your head?
I hope not.
Okay. Anything else?
Good. Different views.
Yeah.
This is side view. From the back.
Pass them out. Yep, we've kind of we'll work out.
I had taken pictures of landscaping and elevation for the building, and elevation is what it is. I mean, it's just pretty much what Office Max used to be. Landscape is actually in great condition. It's actually one of the better maintained shopping centers in Vegas, I think. So that's just the difference. Also pass around the site plan. It shows ample parking space. There won't be any issues with parking.
Is this your projected area here?
No, the projected area is here, where it says available. This is where the Office Max is.
Oh, okay.
Do you be having food there?
Yeah, we like snacks, like chips. Yeah.
Is it more like you're going to have like parties for kids and stuff like that?
Yes, yes.
Is it more towards, geared more towards kids or adults?
Trampoline parks are geared towards all ages. Even old people come in and they do exercises. But usually for the primary target is usually from kids up to like high school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the primary group.
Sounds great.
Yeah, but they're fun.
Any questions from the board?
Oh.
Will you be entering into a lease then?
I have a contingency lease right now. It's a 7-year lease with 2 5-year renewal options.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so you're looking to be there then?
Yes, once you guys approve and the planning commission approves, then lease comes into effect and it'll be a 7-year lease.
Very good. New businesses.
Any other questions? I have a question for staff. I noticed on the water reclamation district, it says the applicant is advised that Clark County Water Reclamation District does not provide sanitary sewage to the property and to contact the city of Las Vegas. Would that be right for the county to direct someone to the city?
Especially when you're in the county.
I think there are situations within the valley. This is an island that's kind of out of place in the Winchester, and there's locations along Granchel that the sewer is for the city of North Las Vegas. So there's weird islands of municipalities that kind of are surrounded by the other municipalities. This would be one of those situations.
I actually thought that was pretty odd when I went down to the building department of Clark County. And they told me this lot happens to be a unique piece that served by the Las Vegas.
Yeah. I didn't know that. And then Winchester for a while. Any other questions to the board? Any from the general public? Okay. Anybody want to make a motion here?
Make a motion to approve with staff conditions.
I'll second that.
Approve with staff conditions.
I'll second that.
Aye.
Aye.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And item number 2 is WS0280-12, AR0145-16 for MRC 1 Funding Corporation. For a waiver of development standards for a third application for review for an increase in the area of wall signs and design reviews for wall signs in conjunction with an existing hotel, the Marriott, on 2.2 acres in an H1 limited resort apartment site in the MUD1 overlay district, generally located on the south side of Convention Center Drive and the east side of Debbie Reynolds Drive, within Winchester for possible action for the Board of County Commissioners on December 7, 2016. and the applicant is standing.
Hi, I am Marin Perry, and my name is here, so I'm giving my card. 100 North City Parkway, Suite 1750, representing the applicant, Elite Media, and I have Rod Carter from Elite acting as our sign holder this evening. He's glad to feel useful, I'm sure. But this application is I believe it's the third time we've been before you for an extension of time to this waiver. You're probably familiar with the large building wrap signs that are very important to our convention business at the convention center. And you can see, I thought these pictures were probably the best ones to bring because it just shows all the excitement with some of our big construction shows and how well the ads that are put up on the building kind of blend in with what's going on at the convention center. We haven't had any issues with this, and that is part of the reason why we have respectfully requested that we not have an additional period of review. One of the reasons for requesting that is these signs are for conventions that are years out. Currently, our deadline or our expiration date is until 2017, but we sell them, or Elite sells them, usually at least a year out, and sometimes they're, you know, 6-7 figure signs, and we would hate to be in a position where we've booked signs out farther than we have approval to put them up. Every sign requires a permit from the county before it can be put up, so there's an opportunity for the county to review it. We respectfully request approval and ask that that condition of an additional required review be included. So do you have any questions? I'm here. Rob's here.
Just one on the application where it says the applicant is requesting removal of the time limit. What exactly does that mean?
That's where we only have 2 years. Oh. So the time limit, we've been coming back every 2 years. So we were here 12, 14, 16, plus all the 6 times a year we go in for the permit for the actual sign. Mm-hmm. So we're requesting that be removed.
Is there a reason why we do it? Is planning asking for that?
When this originally came in, we really didn't like the concept. We still kind of have some reservations about it. And by having them come back every year or so for us to take a look at, we'll make sure they're complying, we'll make sure it hasn't changed or had any adverse effects on the area.
Gotcha. And the reservations as a county that they're having?
Just, we want to keep monitoring it to make sure that it's not going to be a problem.
So that basically they come down when the show is over. They're not left up for, you know.
When they get the permit, though, doesn't that don't they do the checking up on that, or no?
Well, with the review period, they still have to come back so we can take a look at it and see if it's still appropriate for the area. If the review period is removed, they could do this in perpetuity until the building's not down.
Convention center's not going anywhere, so I guess that's why I'm asking. Because they are nice signs, and I guess they help out the convention space. That's why I was asking. I just learned that they're rid of the business, so that they don't have to keep coming back and paying me. We like seeing you, though.
I
don't know.
They
think it's
sick
of having to come back to me.
Yeah. I have a question. Yes. Yeah. Since they still have to come back for a permit, why isn't there mechanisms in place if you felt it wasn't appropriate to deny it for the versus having to go through this? Because I've been here for a while, and there's three different buildings out there that all come in for the same thing. There's, you know, there's the other Marriott.
And we have the Renaissance and the Marriott, and we were over and
then they keep coming back again and again. So why isn't there a mechanism for, if there was some reason you didn't like it and wanted to stop it, when they come in for the permit?
Well, the original use permit application is a mechanism that allows them to get those permits.
Okay.
And if we get rid of the review period, then we can continue to get the permits, but if there was a problem in the future, it's more difficult to yank a use permit to revoke it than it is to have to come back for an extension if you've had a drive and you continue going.
Instead of 2 years, can we do longer?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions from the board? Any questions from the general public or statements? Okay.
I motion to approve with a 4-year review.
Move to approve with a 4-year review. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job, your arms tired yet?
Okay, next item is number 3, MDS-0707-16, Shack MT LLC and others, for a waiver of development standards to allow the proposed animated design video unit where not permitted. Applicant will design a youth array for a little animated design video unit on the system CSAP design. And then the dog cat array of sapphire on a portion of 6.2 acres in the M1 light manufacturing zone in the MUD1 overlay and adult use overlay district. Generally located on the west side of Sammy Davis Junior Drive, 1,250 feet north of Wilbur Park Desert Road in Winchester, for possible action by the Board of County Commissioners on December 7, 2016. The applicant first.
I'm not the applicant, I'm Lori Gray, 524 Forest Street, here on behalf of Sapphire. In this exhibit that I put in front of you, you can see the sign as it exists now, which was put up 13 years ago. And clearly it needs some touch-ups, you know, the paint is fading, et cetera, et cetera. So when that was undertaken, we asked staff to consider removing these letter channel boxes and putting up the LED screen, which is the technology the lock sign contractor is using.
Is that like the SLS signs?
Yeah.
Good
point. Staff approval, I just like to read it because by the labor argument and the staff makes it for me. They write that staff finds the proposed animated video unit signs in scale with the overall freestanding sign. Furthermore, the site is adjacent to projects within the resort corridor where video unit signs are common. The proposed signs are compatible with the other signs within the resort corridor and are in harmony with the unique nature of signage in the area. So I ask you to follow staff's recommendation.
All right. Any questions or comments from the board on this item?
Nice sign.
I like it. Yeah, it's way better than the other one.
Yeah, nice sign.
Yeah.
No,
it's nice.
Really.
Good job.
It's a nice.
Did it sign to me?
I said I'm with the sign company.
Okay.
It's a nice clean sign. You know, it looks tailored and modern. And
vision sign.
Without sacrificing the brand, you know, at the top of Sapphire. Very nice.
I'll pass compliments on to the designer.
Please do.
Anything else in the board? Any questions, comments from the public?
Motion to approve with staff conditions.
I second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Do you want this staff?
I don't know, but I will tell you that for you. We have this. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Thank you.
It's very good to see you.
And item number 4 is MDS-0759-16, Marcia and APCO 2 separate PR for waiver of development standards for the following: 1, increased wall sign area, and 2, increased freestanding sign for a tenant panel, and 3, increased local sign area. Also, for design review for wall freestanding tenant panel and logos, signs in conjunction with an approved medical marijuana establishment, a dispensary, within an existing commercial building on 1.1 acres and a C2 commercial zone, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn Road, 295 feet west of Broadway in Winchester, for possible action by the Board of County Commissioners on December 20, 2016. Is the applicant present? Why are we all?
The stoners forgot their appointment.
Well, we have some options now. Huh? We can
table it.
We can deal with it. Hold table it till the next meeting. Or we can vote on it.
I'm open-minded by everything, but it's an office building that they want to make look like a retail, you know, putting this large of a sign on it. I don't really agree with it.
Where is that exactly?
It's across from the Albertson Center at Desert Inn and just a little west of McLeod.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a huge sign out on the street already that is highly visible from the longest way.
Right
next to the way. And now they want to plaster the side of the building.
Thank you.
I have a problem with this side of the street.
They'll need to turn it into a reader board and everything for medical marijuana. They're a destination. They should be advertising. Anyone walking by can, even though that's going to change in a couple of years.
Not only that, but they're saying that it's adjacent to the resort corridor.
Yeah.
Really?
I think that's stretching the point.
Yeah, I would say, when you get down to that part of town.
It's a standing office building, but they don't need to put a reader board, I think, so.
Do you guys want to have them, talk to us about it, or do you just want to vote on it?
Does anyone want to vote on the side of the light? Or does anyone want to take it? I'll take input.
I'm with you guys. We've seen marijuana sign requests before. And
there was one
he wanted to put it on the back of a building that faced I-15. The sign was just humongous, ridiculous. But the one that they ended up putting on Sahara and Maryland Parkway in there,
it was modest.
I mean, it was a little bigger than some might have thought was okay, but when it got up, I thought it looked really nice.
Yeah. But that's also in a retail center with additional
right. Like
kind of stuff.
Exactly.
This is an office building, and it's, I think it's one of the key that is on the side of the building.
Is that your docs? Is there a orthopedic center?
It could be. I didn't.
As a doctor.
I just don't think it's an appropriate building.
I also wonder if
the scope of it.
I can't hear.
You guys want to vote on it?
No, I say table it so they have to come back, but I just wanted to let you know.
How do you feel about it?
I'm in favor of that.
Okay, yeah, no, I like the
one. We'll just take it back to the next meeting.
Yep.
Discuss it.
Does it have to be a motion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Motion to table it to the next meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Can I too? Maybe. I don't remember it.
I'd be able to just pay attention. Because it can still move through if there's a shelter.
Oh, yeah, no,
there'll
be held on the PCC calendar, too.
PCC is scheduled for.
This will be heard before then.
December 20th.
You have a chance to come back before you go to the PCC. They blow up that time. We can hold them again.
I have a motion to approve the next meeting. This is the only agenda I can cancel.
I was going to say, you guys are risking the chance of, being able to cancel.
Okay, general business. CABS and CAC finalizing a formal recommendation in regard to next funding year budget request for possible action. How is that going to do that?
Well, we have one now.
That was the idea. It was coming up for the projects if we thought something needed to happen in the community. It's weird how it's phrased, but I didn't realize what it meant at the beginning.
Right.
And so, the one thing we talked about, a yellow arrow.
And that is our request. Unless you guys have others, I'm going to make a formal recommendation to Public Works for a flashing yellow arrow. Southbound Paradise.
I can't even believe it's happening.
I'm curious. There must be something about that intersection that they don't want to do that.
I think maybe they were just confused a little.
Yeah, because it's a flashing yellow arrow basically into the West Gate.
Yeah, it's on the forum. Yeah.
Right, so it didn't make a lot of sense to them, but I think once John explained that it's would be helpful to be able to make a U-turn there.
And the curb cut is already back for that purpose.
Right.
If you look at the aerial photos of the median, it's way back from the crosswalk. It's more than car width.
And if you monitor, there's U-turns there all day long.
It's a busy U-turn. It's a high-volume U-turn area.
That's the one I've been talking about.
I know.
That's the one.
So I'm going to recommend it this way. I was telling John that I can either have Public Works come and present here and have you guys make your arguments for why there needs to be one there, and or I can just have the traffic engineer meet you guys on site there, and then...
Either or.
I don't think it has to be that extensive. Can't you just make a request for it?
Well,
do it or don't do it?
I forwarded it to John. I'll send it all to you guys, too. There's certain criteria that has to be met for a flashing yellow arrow. It has to have, like, four...
What we want is a four-ball signal.
Yeah.
Instead of, we don't need a five-ball signal. That's hardly necessary. It's the stop... The solid yellow, which is right before you have to stop, the flashing yellow, which is all the while it's green, you can turn, and then the green.
Right.
So we need a four-ball signal there.
And this one's only three.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I know that Public Works probably might not have the funding or something. That's what I thought was the delay of it.
Oh, there have been a lot of unfunded since then.
That's the delay for other intersections that meet the criteria. The funding. They're saying this one doesn't meet the criteria, so... You guys need to make an argument to them why it needs to be there.
Why
it makes really good.
Okay. Got it.
Because we don't want to be operators. That's not me and every turn to the turn.
Oh, we don't. No, we don't. We don't.
Well, no, I guess then it does have to be elaborate because in there it will take us more seriously.
Well, but that's what the fund, that's what that's for. We're asking for that to be formal.
Okay.
Because they're asking, do you want
got
a project
it.
That we can fund next year?
Got it.
So that's the whole point.
Okay, cool.
Comments by the general public.
Is this the way of terminating the discussion?
Okay. Next meeting date is December 13, 2016. I move to adjourn the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.